Please abort and retry.
JazzReloaded.com.
All our music comes from the heart and soul. Start by listening. It is music that takes its roots from Africa.
Jazz Reloaded.
We embrace the rule, but we are
the collective set of building blocks from which human reality is made.
JazzReloaded.com. Jazz changes.
It's as if there is this great reservoir outside of time and space. Patterns, energy.
This is a very, very important message.
It is a system which has constructed human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
Reloaded.com.
Mankind struggles to give a definition like this.
Combine diplomatic, intelligent, economic, scientific, and political.
Funny, because I don't know anything about music.
You don't have to know anything about music.
Just
listen to it, that's all.
First of all, you have to respect your culture.
Call Shaitan! Are you ready?
Music from the motherland, made in England.
Well, what do you think?
You can do it.
Jazz, open up the mind.
Jazz soul, spoken word, from the roots to the fruits. This is Jazz Reloaded.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, deed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Jazz Reloaded.
Like a shock to the system right now, because with the whole community, the whole dancehall community in the UK.
My name is Merlin Emmanuel, nephew of Smiley Culture, also known as David Emmanuel. On behalf of the family, we invite you to stand with us in solidarity, to declare in one voice that we will no longer stand silently by whilst people die under the most suspicious circumstances in police custody. We call the young, we call the old, we call the black, we call the white, we call the rich and the poor to stand with us united, that we must question the essence of the British judicial system and the principles that it leans upon. So please, once again, stand with us on this most noble of causes, Smiley Campaign for Justice. For more information, please join the Facebook campaign, Campaign for Justice for Smiley Culture. Remember, no justice, no peace, but to be afforded this justice, we must stand as one people, and unite. That most precious word, unity, is what we need and what we have. Please, I call on you, stand with us.
People on the whole that, you know, respect that brother, because he's like a UK icon. You know, one of the first black brothers to go on Top of the Pops here in the UK. Had number one tunes like Cockney Translation and Police Officer, which made it into the national charts. So it was a real, real sad loss to the community and all of us, and the way that he went as well, you know, in the hands of the police. So, you know, hopefully we will find out the truth of what really happened.
A lot of young people are saying, oh, who's Smiley Culture? He's the reason why you actually can rap in an English accent on TV today. So pay attention. Smiley Culture, Saxon, Coxon, all of these people were very, very influential in regards to the music that a lot of us were growing up with. It's a significant moment in history, especially for music, and as he was a musical icon, not a Brixton icon, not a black icon, a musical icon for reggae, for chatting, for sound systems, for people rapping in English accents or Cockney accent. As black people, was one of the first to do it, for sure. So people need to kind of understand that when we talk about Smiley Culture. The West Indian influence as far as sound systems and all these sort of things had a very big effect on music in the UK, in all over the world, and he was one of the principal people that names that would come up. I grew up in a community that had all of these things happening.
Character reference.
This is Tana Fanta, my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right. Like, my life. You know? All I have is my life. That means if I can say, I don't want that or I don't want this. When I check it out, the biggest man was a baby one time. So I don't know when get all of these big ideas want to be rulers over people. See? And hell, them most devil is. Can't dig it. Who don't have no help and not take no bribe from no one to fight it single and it with music. See? Yes.
Some people think that they are in their right. When I'm a man, I'm a black man, a black man. Let me give a rundown of how I feel. It ain't that, and it ain't really.
Welcome, music lovers.
This is the
Unknown Quantity
radio show.
Please don't tell me that you care for me, 'cause it's clear to me you don't care for me. And I don't want to hear no more apologies, 'cause it's clear to me that you don't care. You didn't do what you know you're supposed to do. You shouldn't promise. If you can't make a promise come true, and you can never, never make things the way it's supposed to be. And I won't forget the things you didn't do for me. So please don't tell me that you care for me, 'cause it's clear to me that you don't care for me. I don't want to hear no more apologies, 'cause it's clear to me that you don't care. I can't believe that you believe that your sympathy is gonna make things alright between you and me. What you did wrong, you can never ever make right. How you gonna take back all those sleepless nights? Oh, don't you tell me you care for me, 'cause it's clear to me that you don't care for me. And I don't wanna hear no more apologies, 'cause it's clear to me that you don't care.
jazzmeloaded.com. We kicked off the show with a tribute to David Emmanuel, also known as Smiley Culture, who died whilst being detained at his house by police on the 15th of March 2011. It's also a dedication to the more than 400 families who are still seeking truth and justice in cases where their loved ones have died in police custody. The track playing underneath was This Day by Rico from the album Man from Warika, released on Island Records, followed by Unresolved ZE3 mix by Jazz Reloaded, Remember, if you want any further information on Jazz Reloaded, check out the website, jazzreloaded.com. Next up, the EJM project featuring Danelle Harvey. The track's called Coming On Strong, released on Breakloose Records. Danelle's also hosting the show for us on Jazz Reloaded this month.
Changes. One love. Danelle Harvey.
Music project featuring Danelle Harvey. The EJM project have a MySpace, myspace.com/theEJM project. And you can also check out Danelle Harvey online. She's got a blog, danielleharvey.blogspot.com. She's on Facebook, Twitter. She's got her own website, tigerhoneymusic.com. And she's also on YouTube, MySpace, iTunes. Remember to check out Danielle's podcast on Jazz Reloaded this month. She'll be doing a show featuring some of the ladies in jazz music, featuring artists such as Julie Dexter, Zoe Rahman, Tia Fuller, etc. Loads of good stuff on there. And remember, Jazz Reloaded's got a community page on Facebook. Come and check us out.
On jazzreloaded.com.
somewhere old, a place I see, safe and harmony.
Records 2004. Joseph's a producer, songwriter and DJ from Edinburgh in Scotland, releasing music for the likes of Mo Wax, Hospital, Compost Records, True Thoughts and Sony. The last I heard of Joseph, he was recording new wave music. Check him out. I think he's got a website, Papercut Rock, on MySpace. And if you want to pick up that track, obviously you can get it on Compost Records. And it's also available on iTunes, Beatport and Juno. Courtney Pine, Deuteronomy, off the album Europa, released on Creative People in 2011. We feature Courtney Pine on all our podcasts so far. He's got a new album out and he's touring up and down the country. You can check out his website for further info, courtneypine.co.uk. Smoke, from the album Latin Jazz Fusion. Thank you. Robert Mitchell and Omar Puente, Mambo Influenciada. That's off Robert Mitchell's album Bridges, released on F-IRE 2006. Robert Mitchell's a pianist from the UK, and we've played Omar Puente previously. He's a violinist of Cuban origin. You can check out Robert Mitchell. He's got a website, robertmitchellmusic.com. You can check out Omar. He's online as well, omarpuente.com.
If I could have had the chance to make a decision, every man could walk this earth on equal condition. Every child could do more than just dream of a star. From this life and death would cease.
Shep off the album Attica Blues, released on Impulse in 1972. I'm sure most jazz fans out there know Archie Shepp. He was a saxophone player, composer, singer, poet. If you want further information on Archie Shepp, he's got a website, archieshepp.net. Yeah, go and check him out.
I got some blues for you, darling, and it goes like this. I got eyes wide open, not a thing I missed. I got some news for you, dear. Well, I know you look so fine, but don't you try that party line around here, my lady fair. Don't you care? At all about
Cowboy, sung and performed by Steve Miller. Bobby Humphrey, Black and Blues, off the album Black and Blues, released on Blue Note label in 1973. All compositions on the album were written by Larry Mazel. It includes tracks like Chicago Dawn, Harlem River Drive, Jasper Countryman. Bobby Humphrey was a flautist. She released a number of recordings on Blue Note label and worked with the likes of Duke Ellington and Lee Morgan, amongst others. Yeah, check out Bobby Humphrey, she's recorded some classic jazz. Thank you.
Join our journey.
To come home.
Waiting. That's from a Made a Veil session, originally released on Abstract Brew Recordings. Break Reform have a MySpace page, myspace.com/breakreform. Check them out.
Representing Joy and Ears, that's www.joyandears.com. Stay tuned. Jazz Reloaded, it's all good.
Jason Yard and Andrew McCormack, Something's Coming. That's from the project My Duo. Jason Yard has a website, jasonyard.com. He's also got a MySpace. And you can also check out Andrew McCormack on Twitter, twitter.com McCormack Music.
Thank you.
jazz, soul, spoken word, from the roots to the fruits. This is Jazz Reloaded.
To come here to prove our point concerning the necessity sometimes of extremism in defense of liberty, why it is no vice, why moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. He's right. That's not my real name. Why no black man in the Western Hemisphere knows his real name. Some of his ancestors kidnapped our ancestors from Africa and took us into the Western Hemisphere and sold us there. And our names were stripped from us, and so today we don't know who we really are. I don't believe in any form of apartheid. I don't believe in any form of segregation. I don't believe in any form of racialism. But at the same time, I don't endorse a person as being right just because his skin is white. And oftentimes when you find people like this, I mean that tight. When a man whom they have been taught is below them has the nerve or firmness to question some of their philosophy or some of their conclusions, usually they put that label on it, a label that is only designed to project an image which the public will find displeasing. determine whether or not extremism in defense of liberty is justified is not to approach it as an American or European or an African or an Asian, but as a human being. We look upon it as different types. Immediately we begin to think in terms of extremism being good for one and bad for another, or bad for one and good for another. But if we look upon it, we look upon ourselves as human beings. I doubt that anyone will deny that extremism in defense of liberty, the liberty of any human being, is a vice. But anytime anyone is enslaved or in any way deprived of his liberty, that person is a human being. As far as I'm concerned, he is justified to resort to whatever method is necessary to bring about his liberty again.
Bartley, Along This Way, released in 2003. That's off the album Along This Way. Larry Bartley is a bass player from the UK. If you want more information on Larry Bartley, I think he's got a MySpace page, so check him out. He's on Facebook, or he's got a profile on soundjunction.org, so get along there, have a look, check him out. Make sure you tune in to part two of the Jazz Reloaded podcast this month. We'll be bringing you a few reggae tracks as a tribute to Smiley Culture. So stay tuned. Check it out. JazzReloaded.com.
Music from the motherland, made in England. JazzReloaded.com.